Oh my God, I feel like I got trampled by an army of sixth graders during field day. I am never drinking again.
That is an oddly specific way to describe your hangover, but I agree, I think.
Why the hell did we think we could go drink for drink with Jane Lynch? Why were we even with her last night?
She offered to throw us an after party once the movie premiere was over. It felt rude to say no to her.
Oh, please, you were just too scared to tell her no.
Yeah, I am. I was. Whatever. Don't act like you aren't also afraid of her. Every time she handed you a shot of Jane Shine, you drank it.
What the fuck even is Jane Shine? I think it like melted one of my fillings. Ah.
Secret family recipe, apparently.
Is the secret that it can also be used to dissolve bodies? I thought we weren't going to consume anything that Jane Lynch gave us anymore. Remember the time she made me soup and I could only see the color red for 3 days?
Yeah, I don't know. This might be worse. I accidentally spilled some Jane Shine on my leg last night, and when I woke up this morning, my entire leg was hairless. Like, the entire leg. One drop of Jane Shine, and my leg hair commits mass suicide.
Oh, is that why you took so long to get ready this morning?
Yeah, I had to shave the other leg so they matched.
Ugh, never again.
Yeah. You say that now, but when she asks, I'm sure you'll say yes. Otherwise, you'll end up with scorpions in your underwear drawer.
Aw, scorpions in the underwear drawer reminds me of our old apartment. They're always so cute.
Maybe to you. I still don't believe that urban scorpions are a real species, nor do I think they were so critically endangered that moving their nest was illegal.
Well, look on the bright side. Now you've built up a resistance to scorpion venom, so you can tell Jane we aren't drinking with her anymore and be less fearful for your
Good
life.
morning, idiots!
Oh,
Squawg, please keep your voice down. Why? Long night?
yes, if you must know, I feel like RuPaul is fracking in my head.
Ah, yes. I remember my first sip of Jane Shine. But you two better perk up. You have a meet and greet in 2 hours at the American Dream Mall. No. No more meet and greets or movie premieres or posing for action figures. They always make me look fat. We're done with all of that stuff. What? But I thought you were enjoying your newfound celebrity status.
We are, but we also don't want to stop doing what made us famous. We're celebrity detectives, and currently we've been doing too much of the former and not enough of the latter.
Well, okay. That's too bad. I know Zendaya and Tom were really excited to meet you two, but I'll cancel the meet and greet. No problem. What would you two rather do?
Wait. Who wanted to meet us?
We just want to solve a classic, old-fashioned celebrity murder. In New York, too. Don't even think about sending us to New Jersey.
Somewhere quiet, too, please, without so many bright lights.
Maybe a nice water feature, like a fountain or a small waterfall.
Oh, yes, and a sauna. Has anyone been murdered at a spa recently?
No, you insufferable egomaniacs! You two want to go back to being detectives again? Then fine! There was a murder under the blue whale in the Hall of Oceanlife at the Museum of Natural History! Go check it out!
Jesus, that was a mouthful.
You know what else is a mouthful? Having to say all scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast for every damn episode! Now go! I forgot how nice it is to take the subway to an investigation.
Me too. I'm glad we didn't take a private jet again. I was afraid people were going to start comparing me to Taylor Swift and making memes about my private jet usage.
Yeah, I don't think people were going to compare you to Taylor Swift.
Okay, hater, which way's the whale?
I don't know. Don't you have the map?
Yeah, but I can't make any sense of it. Is this floor one or the lower level?
Did we go down any stairs?
No, but we entered from the subway, so weren't we already underground?
I don't know. I'm not a physicist.
What? That's not physics. Never mind. This thing is huge. How can we not find it?
Probably because it's upstairs.
Can whales climb stairs?
I don't know. I'm not a marine biologist.
Okay, let's just go upstairs and hope we find it.
Oh, Peyton, I found it.
Oh, great. Where are you?
The Hall of Biodiversity.
I thought the whale was in the Hall of Ocean Life.
Right. The Hall of Ocean Life is connected to the Hall of Biodiversity.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a diorama of the first Thanksgiving. Is that what biodiversity is?
No, turn to your left and walk straight ahead. I can literally see you using the glass display case to see if you have food in your teeth.
I had a poppy seed bagel for breakfast.
Peyton!
Oh, hey, I finally see you.
Hang up the phone. I'm standing right next to you.
Right. Sorry. Okay. So the whale is right through here?
Yeah, unless that museum troll lied to me. And he better not have. I had to give him 4 pressed pennies in exchange for directions.
Are you ready for this? Just 2 regular celebrity detectives solving a regular celebrity murder. No more Blake Shelton, no more criminal underground, just the suspects and whoever is dead.
Who is dead, by the way?
I don't know. We probably should have asked before we came here.
Whoa! This whale is huge!
It's so majestic.
Are you crying?
What? No, that's ridiculous.
Okay, where's the body and the suspects?
The body is down there, right underneath the whale in that body bag. The suspects are probably down there somewhere, too.
You know, we really should look into getting branded body bags.
What? Why would we need that?
We're curating an image of ourselves when we show up to these things. We can't just use any old body bag.
Well, don't you think that's kind of poor taste? Where do you even get branded body bags?
Branded body bags by Brandon on Insta.
What? Who's Brandon?
I don't know. He makes branded body bags, I guess. Good alliteration, though.
Will you please just open the boring, plain, unbranded body bags so we can find out who's dead?
Fine. What? Bill Nye?
The science guy?
Bill!
Rye, please. The man is dead.
Sorry, I forgot.
You two frisking the body for loose cigarettes? Don't bother. I already did it.
Lana Del Rey? What are you doing here?
What's it look like I'm doing here? I'm doing research for a new song.
At the Museum of Natural History, what's it called?
Even on the ocean floor, I am still your whore. It's for my new album.
Right. Sorry I asked. You're part of the murder investigation, though, right?
Guess so. Me and some other people were the last people in here before we all got kicked out so they could clean the whale. When we came back, there was a body, so they figured we were suspects and we should wait here for you. What took you guys so long, by the way? We got lost. It's been 2 hours.
Okay, we stopped to look at the dinosaurs. Sue us.
How did Bill Nye die?
He was under the whale when they lowered it to the ground to clean it and got crushed.
Gypsy Rose, what are you doing here?
They let me out of jail. I'm allowed to be here.
No, I know that, but like, what are you doing here?
I'm seeing the sights, experiencing new things. Well, not the murder investigation. That isn't new. But everything else is. You guys are here to investigate the murder, right? Sorry, I was in jail for a long time. I'm not sure who's a celebrity and who's a celebrity murder investigator.
Well, we're both, so.
Yeah, I'm Detective Peyton. This is Detective Rye. Is there anyone else here we should know about? Oh, thank God. You two must be the night nannies. I swear, this kid is driving me crazy. Always wants uppies and can never just sit in one place. As if I don't have my own things to do.
Kim Cattrall?
What kid? Oh, fuck. Where did he run off to? Josh? Joshy? I told you to stop running off, you little brat. I have better things to do than chase you around a dusty museum all day. I was an ice princess, dammit.
Uppies!
Ugh, there you are.
Uppies now! Josh Hutcherson?
Kim, why are you here with Josh Hutcherson? Why? Because I'm his nanny, that's why. You can't just leave kids at home by themselves anymore. You get arrested for that. Someone has to be around to help him cross the street and cook him meals.
But isn't he a full-grown man?
Honey, does he look full-grown to you?
I need uppies!
Can one of you pick the little tyrant up? He gets so heavy after a while.
Well, yeah. He's 31 years old.
Is he a suspect or a child?
He is literally an adult who pays taxes and has hair on his ass. He's a suspect. You two are dumb.
What? No, we aren't.
Yes, you are. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb.
You're dumb if you think we're dumb.
Yeah, take that, Hutcherson.
You guys fighting a kid? Classic.
No, he's not a kid.
Hey, you don't need to explain yourself to me. I fought my fair share of kids when they wake up in the middle of the night while I'm sneaking out of their dad's bedroom and I need to pretend I'm a home invader to preserve their parents' fragile marriage.
Right. Good to know.
Okay, back to the murder. Gypsy, you said he was crushed by the whale?
I mean, that's what it looks like to me. I saw a lot of women crushed in prison, so I know what it looks like.
Are we sure he wasn't killed on accident?
Wait, Crushed by what in prison?
An accident, darling. An accident is when you run out of condoms during a gangbang and make the men share. This was no accident. Look at the chains on the floor. Clearly someone wanted him there when the whale was lowered.
He got killed for being dumb, so you two better watch your backs.
Oh, really? Do you know that because you killed him? Because we'll try you as an adult, Hutcherson.
You can't try him as an adult. He's just a kid.
No, he isn't. That's not a kid. He was in the Hunger Games.
Well, maybe someone lied to him and made him believe he was younger than he was so he would remain dependent on you, and it really messed him up psychologically.
Oh, please. That doesn't happen.
Peyton.
What?
It happened to someone.
In the sense that, like...
Actually, Kim... Would you mind if we ask you some questions? You seem reasonable.
I've been called many things by men, but reasonable has never been one of them. Until now.
I'm sorry, is that a yes, or...?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you so much for sitting down with us, Kim. We're just really... What are you doing?
You said to sit down.
Yeah, not in my lap.
Well, specify next time.
Okay, I'm gay.
I'm not trying to fuck you, sweetie. Joshy needs a father. I thought you were his nanny. Why are you trying to get him a father? So I can take vacation. Besides, you know Josh, straight but not narrow.
Right, thanks for the reminder. Anyway, did you know Bill Nye at all?
I'm gonna stop you right there. You two smell horrible. What? What do you mean? We're both wearing deodorant.
Yeah, the kind that gives you breast cancer, so you know it's good.
No, it's not BO. It's something a little more supernatural. Forgive me for asking, but have you two been near any haunted plantations recently? Or Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker used to work for us, but then we fired her.
Then she got sent to prison. Great. They finally found Madeline McCann in her basement then?
No, she killed Justin Timberlake, but we are going to look into that when we get out of here now.
Can we get back to the questions now? What was the question?
Did you know Bill Nye?
All right, if you must know, we became familiar with each other back in the 90s. You know what they say about skinny, nerdy guys, don't you? No, what?
No, don't ask.
They have giant dicks, girlfriend. Seriously, I know we're under a giant whale right now, but if Billy wasn't dead, I might be under another whale-size appendage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know.
His penis.
Yes, we know.
So, you and Bill Nye were lovers. Was it a messy breakup? Lovers? Darling, please. We weren't lovers. Haven't you ever had casual sex?
She's still trying to figure out regular sex.
I know what regular sex is.
Okay. Was this your first time seeing Bill since you, disentangled?
I guess so. I think we crossed paths at the Kennedy Center Honors Celebration of Helen Keller. But we just said hello and went our way. There's no bad blood between us. I'm quite mature, which is amazing considering I'm only 33. Why were you at the Kennedy Center Honor Celebration of Helen Keller? I'm a big supporter of sign language in the arts. I'm really good with my hands.
Great. So you didn't want to kill Bill Nye when you saw him here today?
I didn't even see him until he was dead. Little fucker is so skinny I can't see him if he turns 90 degrees.
So where were you right before you were all asked to leave and the murder took place?
By the whale.
The whale that killed Bill Nye?
No, darling, the other whale. I was trying to see how it got the name sperm whale, if you know what I mean.
Okay. That's all of our questions for now. You can go.
Rye, did Kim Cattrall fuck a whale diorama?
Okay, thank you so much, Kim, for your candor.
And for teaching me what a gangbang is.
Does anyone volunteer to be questioned next? Oh, you don't know the answer yet? I thought you were the detectives who took down Blake Shelton. Turns out you're just a bunch of stupid heads.
Josh, please do not bring up our past. We are trying to move beyond that. I swear you famously kill one evil person and it's all anyone talks about for the rest of your life.
I feel you, sister.
Oh no, that's not.
Whose hand is in my back pocket?
Don't look at me. I try to be a little more subtle than that.
Giving me a business card with a link to your OnlyFans is more subtle to you?
That's me in your pocket. I'm searching for your vape.
I don't vape. Sorry.
Then what am I feeling in your pocket? or are you just happy to see me? Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful?
No, that's my knife.
Oh, you chopping it up?
Not quite. It's for protection. And it has a compass on the handle.
Since when do you carry a knife?
I didn't want to bring my gun to a museum. It felt tasteless.
Where'd you get the knife?
I stole it from Walmart.
What?
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes certain things trigger flashbacks to my trial.
Okay. Why don't we go talk to Gypsy?
Sure.
Thanks so much for sitting down with us, Gypsy. I'm sure being involved in another murder is difficult for you, so we'll try to be quick. How have you been doing?
Pretty good. Life since prison has been cool. I have a ton of Instagram followers now, so I get to make money doing brand deals. I also have a book and a documentary coming out soon, too. I guess I am a little upset I didn't get to meet Taylor Swift, but that's okay.
Peyton, why are our lives eerily similar to Gypsy Rose Blanchard's right now?
Murder is really hot right now. It's what the public wants to see.
I do have a question for you two, though.
Sure, what is it?
Do either one of you know what a skibbity toilet is?
Absolutely not.
Please don't say that again.
So, Gypsy, were you familiar with Bill Nye the Science Guy?
No, not really. My mom didn't let me watch anything educational because she was afraid I'd learn how the human body works and realize I'm not sick.
Oh, geez. This is going to be a depressing interrogation, isn't it?
So you had no idea he was a celebrity?
Nope. I didn't know he was important until you two showed up and started asking questions.
Oh, so you knew who we were then? Are we, like, really popular in prison?
Oh, no, not at all. You just introduced yourselves when you walked in.
Oh, right. So, did you have any reason to want to kill Bill Nye?
One reason would I have? It's not like he removed my salivary glands.
Oh.
Okay, we really don't have any more questions for you then. You can just go back and wait till we're done.
Okay, a skibbity toilet.
No.
That was weird.
The fact that Gypsy Rose is considered a celebrity now, I agree.
I just mean the interrogation in general. Besides, you literally think any person who does something you think is iconic should be a celebrity.
I do not!
Really? What about that homeless woman who went dumpster diving in a dress with no underwear outside of our old apartment?
Okay, she was an icon, but I did not treat her like a celebrity.
You found her mugshot online and printed out and put it on the wall.
Okay, so we knew what she looked like and could keep an eye out for her.
You had it framed.
Okay, that's one example. Doesn't mean I do it to everyone.
You really want to do this?
Go ahead. You got nothing on me.
Fine. There was the old man who pooped himself on the water slide at Six Flags and got the pool shut down.
Okay, that was literally hilarious, so.
What about the teenager at Jamba Juice who got fired for putting boogers in the smoothies?
What? What? I don't even remember them. You're crazy.
Really? You don't remember? Your first picture on Instagram is a selfie with them.
No. That's someone else. You are delusional. Doesn't count.
That doctor in the emergency room who forgot his glasses one day, so he tried to perform surgery through touch alone?
Okay, he was hot.
He killed 4 people.
Oh, and that's a crime now?
It's always been a crime.
Fine. You win. Is that what you wanted? To win?
Yes.
You're the worst. Who do you want to interview next?
Josh.
Oh boy.
Hey Josh, we're going to ask you some questions now. You can't ask him questions without a parent or a guardian present.
Yes, we can. He's an adult. Well, I was just about to go down for my nap.
You are 31 years old. You do not need a nap. You need another movie franchise to be a part of.
That was mean. I think I'm going to cry.
Save it, Hutcherson. Tell us how you know Bill Nye.
I didn't know him. He's too old to be my friend.
So you didn't watch him when you were a kid on TV or anything?
I'm a kid now. I don't watch nerd shows. I watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Mr. Beast. Oh my god.
Did you speak to him at all before he died?
I'm not allowed to talk to strangers, dummy.
So you never met Bill Nye and had no relationship with him before this murder here today?
Duh. That's what I've been trying to tell you, 2 stupid heads.
You're a stupid head.
Fart face.
Butt muffin.
Butt muffin? You a stoop that low, Detective Peyton? Wow. I thought you were better than that. This is why I'm only friends with gay people, like Detective Y. Right, thank you? I'm straight, but not narrow. Can you say the same, Detective Peyton?
Just leave. That's all the questions we have, I guess.
Okay. Bye, stupid heads.
Ugh.
Do you want to arrest him just because he's annoying and weird?
We can't do that. We took an oath.
Yeah, I don't think that oath is going to hold up that well in court. I swore on an instruction manual for the Lego Death Star.
We still can't do that. I just don't get what we're missing. We've talked to almost every one of our suspects, and the only one who even knows who Bill Nye was is Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, and she doesn't seem like the type to kill an old fling just in case she wants him back.
Lana Del Rey probably doesn't know anything either. She grew up in, like, the backwoods of Arkansas or something.
Upstate New York.
What?
Yeah, she's from upstate New York. She moved to Manhattan in, like, 2005.
Oh. Well, why does she act so rural, then?
Fame is a hell of a drug.
Oh, okay. But still, we normally have an idea of who did it by now. If Lana doesn't know anything, then we have nothing to go on. Maybe we should have just listened to Squawg and went to meet and greet at the American Dream Mall. Better celebrities than we are detectives anyway.
Oh, come on, P. We've solved cases with way dumber people in way dumber ways. Don't be so hard on yourself, and definitely not too much on me. Besides, going to New Jersey is never the answer to any problem.
I guess you're right. I don't know. I just feel kind of rusty. Things are so different from how they used to be.
Yeah, trust me, I know. Before, when we fucked up, all that would happen is Chris Briney would secretly torture us for a few months. Now when we fuck up, the entire world knows before Amazon Prime can even cancel The Summer I Turned Pretty.
When did we arrest Chris Briney?
That was just an example. Because, like, we don't have the best history with young TV stars. You know, Millie Bobby Brown, Jenna Ortega, JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yeah. I forgot JoJo Siwa died because of us.
Okay, well, I wouldn't say because of us. But we definitely could have done more to prevent it.
I can't believe Bill Nye was crushed by the blue whale in the Hall of Ocean Life at the American Museum of Natural History. It's so absurd, it sounds like something Lana Del Rey would name her next album.
Oh, yeah. It kind of does.
Funny.
Yeah.
Wait.
Lana?
What? I found this vape on the floor, I promise. That's not a vape, that's a walrus tusk.
Did you take that from the walrus diorama?
It helps with the withdrawals. Put it back! Okay, damn, call me your baby, I'll be your whore.
What?
I have a thing for authority figures.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
You said you were here to get inspiration for a song off your new album, right? Sure did.
What's the name of the album?
I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, give me a break. Some gay guy with daddy issues is going to post a SoundCloud link with the entire album leaked on it, just like they did with every other album.
Fine. It's called The Broken Body of Bill Nye Resides Under the Blue Whale in the Hall of Ocean Life at the Museum of Natural History.
Jesus Christ, why?
And you thought you had to actually crush Bill Nye with a giant blue whale for the album to be a success? I want a Grammy, goddammit! Okay, well, you probably won't get one from jail, so... why would I go to jail?
Murder is wrong, Lana.
Yeah, you tell her, Jip Jip.
You can't send me to jail. The gays will hate you.
Nice try. They already do.
Well, I probably won't even make it to jail. Taylor Swift will save me first. Taylor's here?
Taylor's here? No, Taylor is not here. Well, Officer Taylor is here to arrest Lana Del Rey, but he's not Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love a man in uniform. Hey, officer. Did you know my pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola?
Okay, just take her away, please.
No! I can't go to jail. I have a shift at Waffle House tonight.
Wow. Is this what it feels like to be on the other side of a murder investigation? It's great! Congrats, detectives!
How should we celebrate? Completely unrelated, but I'm not wearing any underwear.
Iconic, but no thanks. We usually don't celebrate solving a murder. You know, it's just our job.
Didn't you guys just go on a massive press tour and release a movie about taking down Blake Shelton?
She has a point, but maybe we can celebrate this time. Great. I know a great bar right by here with the best circular tables for gossiping with your girls and large glasses of wine. I'd love to hear more about you two sending Sarah Jessica Parker to jail. What did you say it was for again? The underground dog fighting?
No, it wasn't that either, but I will add that to our to-do list.
Hey, what about me? I'm supposed to have nap time.
Okay, well, skip it and come to the bar.
I can't go to a bar. I'm just a kid.
No, you aren't, Josh. You're not a kid. You're just 5'5". That isn't even that short.
Kim Cattrall is only like 2 inches taller than you, so definitely stop asking her for uppies.
Gypsy Rose is literally only 4'11". She's perfectly normal.
Well...
you know what I mean.
To be fair... I am kinda in my baby girl era, you know, cause of trauma.
Oh, so she knows how to use that slang term properly.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Don't forget that episodes premiere bi-weekly, and be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram @CelebrityWhodunitPod.
What is a skibbity toilet?
I have no fucking clue. It's something that, like, children say. I think it's from Fortnite.
Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet. Skibbity toilet. Say it like Kim Cattrall.
Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet. Kylie.
Stormy. Skibbity toilet.
Yeah, it's skibbity toilet.
What's up, everyone? I'm here with my skibbity toilet.
Ah, jeez. Does anyone know where the skibbity toilet is?
Mason, don't touch my skibbity toilet.
It's a new slang term, and I don't want to spoil it, but I guess I will. His skibbity toilet.
Harry Potter found in the skibbity toilet.
I was playing Fortnite, and someone said, skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet. I don't know.
Oh, what's that new thing you young kids are saying? Oh, skibbity toilet.
Like Hannah, I'm in at you watching skibbity toilet.
Sisters, I fell in the sister skibbity toilet alongside John Mulaney. It was humiliating.
Skibbity toilet. I fell in the skibbity toilet. No one told me that you could fall into a skibbity toilet until I did.
Hi. How are you, skibbity toilet?
The skibbity toilet. Skibbity toilet.
Yeah, I'm in the skibbity toilet.
It's, I put my Oscars next to my skibbity toilet. Awesome.
My coach told me I can't use the skibbity toilet anymore.
You know what's worse than showing up to cheerleading practice? Try being waterboarded on a skibbity toilet. That's hard.
You guys talking about skibbity toilet? I totally know. Yeah.
Wow, like, the vibes are immaculate in this skibbity toilet.
All right, and now we've got a special guest. It is, he is, like, from Fortnite. Please give it up for the skibbity toilet. I'm funny.
I'd like to thank the Academy and the skibbity toilet for my poor things, Oscar. I like to Google the skibbity toilet.
Donatella, skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet.
What are you guys talking about? What kind of toilet? Oh, the skibbity toilet. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have one of those. Captain America, yeah. What about the American toilet? Yeah, you didn't think about that?